52, Alpha Fox, Uniform, looking for a radio check. Alpha Fox, station, try it again. Yeah, this is Whiskey 2, Alpha Fox, Uniform, just looking for a quick radio check, over.
Whiskey 2, Alpha Foxtrot Uniform, it sounds good, WO2R mobile.
Heard that feedback as well, and once again, thank you very much for coming back to me. I'm on a mobile, and I just wanted to see if I was coming through loud and clear or not. Over.
1,000 feet, and I guess the others at 9,000 feet. They're very high-profile machines. They're 220, and every once in a while, maybe 5-6 times a year, we'll start getting a little internet. And I think what it has to do with changes is dissimilar metals. Hard metals in different times of the year, heating and cooling. So I think it's, I think somebody said it's getting cooler out there, which would make sense. And like I say, we get it a few times a year, use it off for a couple hours, and it usually goes away. You have a good day. It's WB2JPQ. So we looked at some stats this morning. There are a lot of people subscribing themselves to the magazine, hundreds of people. Quick address, if you're not on the mailing list for our magazine, 100 some pages long, bit.ly/ECR subscribe. Just how you get into a lot of the other things. ECR daily is how you get into the Zoom room. This is ECR subscribe. Like ECR logs, you can get into the log sheet with ECR logs. BCR subscribe, and you can subscribe yourself if you're not on the mailing list. It's a great magazine. We're really trying to push it here and get some of the numbers up. We get emails all the time that people don't get it. They don't know about it, so we're really trying to make it known to everybody. Yeah, this morning, they're way up. 7-3, this is WB2GPQ.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Alpha Sierra, listening.
Well, say good morning. Don't want you to call. The call to go unanswered, but too many alphabet soup, too many phonetics. For me, just talk plain English. Crystal clear audio, we don't need those phonetics. My name is Dick. I'm outside of Buffalo. This is WB2JPQ.
KF8SAS from Washington, Ohio. Like my second chime checking in on Echolink. And back here.
Hey, great. Sound pretty good on Echolink. What are you using on Echolink? An iPad, your phone, or what?
Yes, sir. An iPhone 17.
Well, there you go. It's a good secondary way to get it. You know, we certainly prefer all stars to primary connection, but anyway, where'd you say you were located?
Washington, Ohio, about 30 miles to the east of Toledo, Ohio. And back here.
Yeah, okay, you're probably enough out of range of the two the Toledo repeaters, as I call it, the VHF and the UHF, to get in 30 miles is probably stretching it, so it's the only way you can get in.
Actually, I've only been a ham. Wednesday was 3 weeks. So the other thing I have in the house is a couple HTs. I have a mobile I could probably hit Toledo repeater sitting in the car. But other than that, I'm working on getting a base station. I cannot have an outside antenna, though, so I have to use a dipole antenna inside. Hopefully I can reach out that far from what that mostly will happen to in the near future. And KF8 FAS.
Yeah, you might do it with a base station and outside antenna. I don't know the lane of the tricking comes to no land that well in that direction. But there are two there until one in Ohio, Oregon, Ohio, and the other is downtown Toledo. One's UHF, one's VHF. You probably know about that. But being 30 miles out, you're going to need the good base station antenna. So. Well, all right, you sound good. Make some contacts, have some fun, new licensee. That's what it's all about. Enjoy ham radio. This is Dick, WB2JPQ.
Thank you, sir, and I'll say 73 and KF8 FAS will be clear.
There was a KC1 in there, but you quickied, and I think you let go of the mic before you got done with your call sign. We heard KC1, jumble, 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 and that's all we heard. Another drive-by.
WBJPQ. This is KK7GY.
Hey, Clark, my friend. What trouble are you getting into today?
What? Been monitoring, and I'm reading the magazine for the first time. I just wanted to say, well done.
Well, talk to Miss Vicky, KEPKY. That's her doings. Spends, I want to say, hundreds of hours a month on it. It's just it's a masterpiece. And we're just looking at the stats. The numbers are up. More people are discovering it, more people are reading it than ever, and a lot of people are subscribing themselves. That's why I mentioned the bit.ly/ECR subscribe. People are hearing us say that on the nets, and they are going in. And I think he was just looking earlier this morning, and many are subscribing themselves. That, you know, for some reason aren't on a list. If you're in our database with 16,000 some odd people, but, you know, about half of those people have email addresses to start with. We run about 50% that have email addresses. And then many of those are probably bad, too. You know, a lot of people belong to the ARRL. They'll put an ARRL email address in their QRZ page, and then they'll drop the magazine. So then that subscription goes, and they think they got an email address, and they really don't. We find that a lot. ARRL is the biggest offender, that people that use an ARRL address and, you know, stop getting the magazine, stop paying the dues, and, well, it's there, but it doesn't do anything. Anyway, how you doing?
Oh, it's another beautiful day on the Sonoran Desert. It's 62 degrees now. Going to warm up to 77, and I'm putting Christmas together for Miss Vilma.
Well, it doesn't get any better than that. You come out here, we could give you a little bit more Christmas spirit with some snow and colder temperatures, although it's up to 35. I just looked. I can't believe it got that warm, but it's snowing again. At about 6 inches of new snow over the night. It just looked. I haven't had a chance to look out today. I've been down in the ham shacks at about 6:30 this morning. I just came up here just having a little bit of breakfast. Well, it's actually brunch. I've been downstairs doing ECR stuff all morning. But anyway, hear you, Clark, and glad you got a nice day out there.
Okay, Dick. Talk again on Green Brew tomorrow. KK7DY.
Yes, tomorrow being Thursday, I'm on second shift tomorrow. I switched my Wednesday to Friday with Bill. I used to always be first up on Wednesday morning, but I had some really, really, really late nights with the tech then. Especially before we changed the format. We used to run until, well, the 30 quarter to 12, you know. Time this whole body got in bed, settled down, it was tough getting up on Wednesday mornings. So Bill and I switched, but I'm still up. It still seems like I'm down there every morning at 6:30, whether I need to get there or not. It was a little late getting down there this morning. I just didn't, always everything's up running and we're in good shape. We got no alarms, and everybody can handle anything that comes in, so I'm on second shift now. So, three, join us on the second cup on Friday. We'll have some interesting discussion on it. I'm sure we're going to talk New Year's Eve, and we're going to talk about Santa Claus, try to get that motivated a little bit here. We need letters. We need our users to write letters to each other. And, write a letter to the junkyard dog. Wishing him a Merry Christmas, something like that, and you send your letters to ecrhohoho@gmail.com, ecrhohoho@gmail.com, and we'll get them, and we'll give them to Santa, and Santa's going to read all those letters starting on, I don't even know what day it is when we're starting. But anyway, I don't have the schedule in front of me. But a couple of times he's going to read them, then New Year's, Christmas Eve, he's going to be live. So we need to get those letters to Santa. So get your kids and grandkids and else as well. Wish each other Merry Christmas on here. There's a lot of people that have friends that we talk to every day. So, wish our friends Merry Christmas, and you'll hear the letters being read. 7-3 Clark, WB2JP, kill.
Okay, Dick. Good information. KK7GY.
Yeah, you get the magazine. All that information's in there.
Radio check. KK3DZF. Radio check. Anybody, anywhere. KB3DZF.
Yeah, somebody ask you a question, I had to change the battery. This is WB2JP, Kiel.
If anyone responded to my radio check, KB3DZM.
Yeah, KB3DZM. KI5, you can use your sound fine.
Roger that. Thank you very much, and 73.
73, KI5, VPP.
And just so you guys know, in case you don't, EastCoastReflector.com, go to the Listen Live page, and you can listen to your own audio. We just looked at the stats. We had over 1,600 people looked at their audio last week, or last month, rather, so that's a lot of people that have looked and cleaned up their audio on the East Coast Reflector, so we're really happy about that. It's WB2JP, Kill.
Roger that. That's actually a really good thing you guys got going, so I can listen to my audio, see where I need to tweak it.
Yeah, well, the spectrum scope too, But I was amazed. We just had looked at the stats 59 this morning, a couple hours ago, 1,600 plus people in a month, last month. So that's quite a number of people that, took the time to go over there and listen to the audio. Of course, some could be doubles, but nevertheless, it's still 1,600 people on this trying to improve their audio. Kudos to everybody.
Roger that. That's a good thing you guys got going. A good thing you can have. Thank you, sir, for the input. Yeah, bye.
like it's windy where you are. Have a good day. Look at B2JPQ.
Yeah, roger that. We actually just bought a piece of property. I'm out here looking at it. It's not too big. About an acre, a little over an acre and a half. And I was just walking it a little bit. And that's it. Actually, just north of Houston, in a town called Willis, Texas.
Okay, well, an acre? Ooh. Put up a lot of long wires, a lot of dipoles, land feds. I'm sure that's on your mind as you're walking around. So, good luck with that. Yeah, I'm just outside of Buffalo, a small town called Eden, E-D-E-N. And the only thing we're noted for is the kazoo factory. If you've ever had a kazoo, probably when you were a kid, you had a kazoo, a metal kazoo. Well, it was made right here in my little small town. That's all I got for name to fame.
Yeah, roger that. That's actually kind of cool. That's really kind of neat. That's exactly. We've been looking for land, and a lot of HOAs have restrictions, and I hate to hide everything, but I've got that it actually states in there, antenna towers transmitting and receiving are allowed, and that was after we bought it. That was a really, really nice addition to where we found this piece of property, and it's actually very surprising. My wife is actually excited too, and it's funny, I have in storage, I have two towers, one 36 foot and the other one 30 foot, so we're going to go on two edges of the property.
Oh, and they sell sections for those towers every day. Put the first 30 feet in water, and I'm sure it could grow to 60. Yeah, there you go. Get set up for a big four square for 160.
Exactly. That would be. It's a pie shaped, and I'll have to work around that pie shaped piece of property. But it's 1.6 acres, and I see a lot of potential in the entire piece of property for a workshop, a regular, and a nice ham shack. So. Anyway, everything's packed up except for my little HD, so.
Well, good luck to you. Sounds like you got a winner there. I had no idea that they actually said somewhere that you could put up a tower or transmit and receive. I guess I had never really heard of that. I probably put my tower up here around 1970. Around 1970-71, I think I moved in here. I haven't moved since, so that went up. That was the first thing that went up. We worked on that. That was one of the first things. And then the second thing was the ham shack. So, and then we did wifey's things. And that's a true story. Ham shack and the tower went up before many things in the house got done. 7-3, stomach and B2JPQ.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day. Good talking to you, 73, KF5, ZTV.
KB3TZF. KB3TZF, W2PW.
Why are we listening?
Sorry, all we heard was listening. It's important to squeeze your mic button and then wait a full second or even two before you start speaking. Because there's a lot of things you need to have turn around and link up and things like that. W2 Papa Whiskey.
This is Echo India 2 Hotel India, EI to HI mobile listening.
Kilo Quebec 4, Victor Foxtrot Mike, monitoring.
Kilo Quebec 4, Victor Foxtrot Mike. Echo India 2 Hotel India. Echo India 2 Hotel India Mobile here in Ireland, Western Europe. Name is Hugh, H-U-G-H. Hugh is the name. Good morning to you there. If not, I know it's probably afternoon now. You're way, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Hugh. This is Ken over here in North Carolina. What was that call sign again?
Yeah, good afternoon, Ken. The call sign is Echo India, which is the prefix for Ireland. Echo India 2, Hotel India. Echo India 2, Hotel India. Or Echo India 2, Happy Irishman. And mobile here between Dublin and Cork City, in the city of Dublin and Cork City. And currently located here in Tipperary. County Tipperary, like the old songs, A Long, Long Way to Tipperary, that's where I'm located at the moment. So back to you there, Ken, and nice to speak to you for the first time, I think. From Echo India 2, Happy Irishman.
I do appreciate you coming back to my call. It's the first time I spoke to someone over out in Ireland. How's the weather out there? Here in North Carolina, we got about 53 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know what that would be in Celsius for you. Nice and sunny with a little bit of breeziness.
Yeah, fine, Ken. Good afternoon again. I wonder what part of North Carolina are you in? Yeah, lovely day in Ireland. Well, it's dark now. I had the headlights on the car here while driving, but we had a lovely, dry, sunny day. And it's 11 degrees Celsius. 11. Degrees Celsius again, not sure that is in Fahrenheit, but anyway, that's the temperature of the car here. Beautiful day with a windy, stormy day yesterday, sunny but stormy. But today it's calmer and nicer day. So, what part of Carolina, or sorry, North Carolina, are you in, Ken?
I am right outside of a city called Fayetteville. It's kind of central eastern North Carolina.
Yeah, I can't say no to Ken not being there. Been to the western side of, northwestern side of North Carolina, Murphy and the Blue Ridge Parkway and Biltmore, Asheville, Mount Mitchell, Blowing Rock, headed on down to Charlotte before going to South Carolina. So that was the only part of the state we visited there and over your way. So the Blue Ridge Parkway and Blowing Rock, Mount Mitchell, all beautiful areas. And you've got an impressive voice repeater over there. Up at Mount Mitchell, I think it covers a huge, huge area. It's just about five or seven states. So it's quite an impressive repeater. So you probably use that as well from time to time up there at Mount Mitchell. Yeah, I'm mobile here between Dublin City and Cork City. Heading southwest, Kevin, go ahead. Or Ken, I should say. My apologies.
Yes, sir. That that part of the state out there is absolutely beautiful. I am probably about 3 hours east of Charlotte. Unfortunately, I can't hit the Mount Mitchell repeater from where I am. But they do have some really good systems in place up there. And absolutely love that area. Love the Blue Ridge Parkway, Asheville, all that. I do appreciate you coming to my call, but my truck that I'm waiting for is now pulling in, so I'm going to go ahead and hop off. But thank you so very much for coming back, sir. You have a wonderful evening. And 73s from Kilo Quebec 4, Victor Foxtrot Mike.
No problem at all, Ken. Take care. 73 to you. And wishing you and your family a happy Christmas. And a healthy, prosperous new year for 2026. Take care, Ken. 73 to you. Bye-bye.
Hugh, if you're still there, EI2HI, this is Scott, W2BLT.
Yeah, good afternoon to you there, Scott. Good morning. From Ireland. Hope you're well, Scott. I don't know if you've been reading the mail there or not, but anyway, we're over here in Ireland between Dublin City and Cork City, and I'm currently here in County Tipperary. How are you, Scott? I wonder whereabouts are you? From Echo India 2, Hotel India Mobile.
Well, we're doing good today. I'm in Buffalo, New York, right by Niagara Falls, and weather here is it's about 0 Celsius. And right now we've got a rain-snow mix. We had a little bit of snow over, just kind of messy right now. But I wanted to ask you, I think I've talked to you before. It was later in the evening for you, and I think you might have been driving a van or something with some entertainers from one place to another. My memory serves me right.
Yeah, that could very well have been the case. Would that have been a couple of years ago? There was a concert, a rock concert on in Cork City. And I was probably putting a little bit of time down. And I was probably mobile in the car through the East Coast hub. Yeah, that would have been 2 or 3 years ago, if not maybe even before COVID. During the summertime here in Ireland with the rock concerts on outdoor venues. I had a job there of, transporting people being, from their hotels to the concert area, etc. So that would have been, about 2 or 3 years ago, or if not even before COVID. I suspect it's probably a couple of years ago now, Scott. Fine in Buffalo, New York, yeah, been there. I understand it's not the best day there for you, at your side. I was talking to a chap in St. Catharines there in Canada, and of course not too far there from the U.S. border, and he said it was the exact same there, sort of a wet day, snowy, sleety day, cold. Dry here in Ireland, 11 degrees Celsius, and we had a dry, sunny day. Even though it's 1 minute to 6 p.m. here now, it's dark. I have the headlights on the car, and I'm driving in the dark here, Scott. And so back to you from Echo India 2, folding the mobile.
Yeah, I'm glad my memory served me right. Yes, it was about, I would say probably 2.5 years ago. I believe it was during the summer. And I later at night, maybe, I don't know, around midnight or after your time. And, we talked a couple times there when you were doing a transport deal there. And I heard you come back to that guy in North Carolina, and I'm like, wait a minute, I know that voice there. And when you said you were down around Cork there, I said, I know you. But, it's nice talking with